are Locked On Spurs, your daily San Antonio Spurs podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Is DeJounte Murray leaving? And if so, what would it benefit the Spurs by trading their all-star guard? Welcome back to Locked On Spurs on the Locked On NBA Network. I'm your host, Jeff Garcia, Spurs beat writer for Ken's 5 San Antonio. And yeah, I mean, it's if you're living under a rock right now, you cannot escape the big trade rumor right now regarding your favorite, or you know, who knows if some Spurs fans are split on him, but a lot of Spurs fans' favorite all-star guard, DeJounte Murray, and his future in San Antonio. Many outlets are reporting that there are talks between the Hawks and Spurs involving Murray going to Atlanta to pair up with Trae Young and a bevy of draft picks and Danilo Gallinari coming back to San Antonio. Would the Spurs do it? Should they do it? What would it benefit them right now to trade him in this rebuild? And also, is Greg Popovich involved in all this? We'll discuss about that and more, including what to do with Jeremy Sochan. Is it time to just abandon the G League process and sit him on that San Antonio bench? Or do you need to still let him cook out in Austin? To help me do this, he is Rudy Campos, our guest today. He's with Sweep the League. Make sure to follow him on Twitter at Sweep the League. And hey, thanks for making Locked On Spurs your first listen each and every day. Free and available wherever you get podcasts. Rudy, welcome back. And my goodness, I feel like every time we look at the latest and greatest from San Antonio Spurs, it's DeJounte this, DeJounte that.
Yeah, I mean, being that he's the face of the franchise and now amidst a lot of rumors and talk, it seems like everything that's Spurs related is DeJounte. Thanks for having me back too as well, Jeff.
No problem. You know you got an open invite. But before we get into the DeJounte talk, let's talk a little bit about Jeremy Sochan, the Spurs' number 9 pick overall in the 2022 NBA draft. I know Rudy wants to come on Locked On Spurs right now to say he should stay in the Austin Spurs systems for his entire rookie season. Is that right, Rudy?
Well, as long as nobody knows my address and come after me, I would definitely say that. But more so ever, you know, being the number 9 pick, Jeremy Sochan, I think that starting off the season probably within a couple of games in Austin would be good for him. But majority of the season has to be spent on the Spurs roster. I mean, you're talking about a 6'9 guy who's being compared to a Boris Diaw. And I actually compared him on draft night, gave him a little bit more props than that. But this is a guy that can make an impact pretty quick, not saying that there are playoff implications or anything, but you'll definitely see his play on the court, and it will help the Spurs win a few games here.
I think the first thing we should say is no Spurs fan should be shocked if Sochan is wearing an Austin uniform next season. I mean, there shouldn't be any shock. But you look at Sochan, and he is a top 10 pick, Rudy. He is number 9 overall, the highest pick the Spurs have had since Tim Duncan. Doesn't that lend to the idea that top 10 picks should be able to be plug and play?
Oh, yeah, definitely, especially at a position that is needed by the San Antonio Spurs. They lack in depth, and especially when it comes to depth, players that are going to play around the basket, and that's something that Jeremy Sochan is relatively good at. I mean, you look at one of the biggest comparisons is Boris Diaw. Imagine when Boris was here, the impact that he had on a lot of games. So plugging Jeremy in right away is 100% fact for me. Like I said, if I see him in Austin, it's probably going to be a few games in the beginning. And I think a lot of it may have to do with conditioning, getting used to the NBA style of play. So it wouldn't be very long if he's in Austin, if he even goes to Austin to begin. But I think the summer league is going to really tell where he stands as far as conditioning and play with the Spurs.
Yeah, I would expect him to play in Austin. And again, not because, you know, he's not worthy to be in San Antonio, put on a San Antonio uniform, is because I think he probably could use some seasoning. Now, look, defensively, I think it's a safe bet to say he could make an immediate impact defensively. But offensively, I mean, you look at his Baylor stats on the offensive end, it wasn't like he was dropping double-figure scoring. He was about 9-10 points a game. You know, has a shot. Yes, you know, he can knock him down, but, you know, it's not that reliable. I would like to see him work in his offensive game, you know, whenever the summer league Spurs training camp begins this week, as well as when they go to Las Vegas, and of course in the preseason and in between. Is But don't you think defensively, if he can make an impact defensively, that should be enough, especially for Popovich to get him minutes sooner than later?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, his defensive presence is going to be very well noticed when he gets on the court. That's probably what he primarily is known for, is his defense. So it definitely does, like I said, it fills a void that the Spurs have needed, especially down low. Being able that he can guard all five positions is a tremendous plus. So being that he is a defensive presence, I still think he probably will end up being on the roster come opening day. I think we may see him bounce back and forth, like when the Spurs have maybe 2 days off or maybe 3 days off and there's a game in Austin, you might see him go bounce back and forth, back to Austin, back to San Antonio, just to get that seasoning in. I mean, he's a young guy. He's, what, barely 19 years old. So they're going to really probably put his body through the rigors of the NBA schedule this season.
Does he even have a driver's license? That's how young this kid is. And we got to remember, this is a teenager. This is a teenager playing on the professional ranks. And look, you know, played at Baylor, it's great, but you know, this is not the pro ranks. I mean, Baylor was in the pro ranks. Now he's in the pro ranks. And look, he'll get a taste of it in the summer league. And again, I think in the summer league, let's just say he tears it up or he looks bad. Either way, I think Spurs fans should take the summer league competition with more of an idea towards development versus, oh my God, he's dropping triple doubles, or oh my God, he didn't drop a triple double. I think the goal for Sochan in the immediate future, the summer league training camp, and of course summer league, is just him taking steps in the right direction. Rudy, your thoughts?
Oh, definitely. He's got to improve his shooting. And what better team to do that than the San Antonio Spurs and Chip England? You know, Jeremy's actually really good right now. He can come in, like we said, make an impression right away. But if, you know, Spurs fans are looking at it, the absolute ceiling, well, I'm going to say the bottom part of Jeremy's game is probably going to be compared to Draymond Green, who is not a bad comparison, especially when it comes to the defensive side of the ball. But with his work ethic and the way the Spurs have been able to develop players, I mean, I know Spurs fans are probably going to kill me for this, but you're looking at the same type of player that was sent to the Spurs via an Indiana trade during the draft, and that's one Kawhi Leonard. I mean, he's playing 6 minutes less than Leonard did while Jeremy was at Baylor. I mean, if you give him those extra 6 minutes that Kawhi was playing at San Diego State, he pretty much has identical stats when it comes to those two guys coming out. Kawhi didn't have an offensive game coming into the NBA. He developed a Thunder, the Spurs, and Chip England. You're getting kind of a similar player with Jeremy, where he's defensive-minded, needs to improve his offensive game. So could we see lightning strike twice for the San Antonio Spurs with this being a better situation? I think that is the absolute sky's the limit ceiling for Jeremy Sochan.
Do you expect him to be on that Josh Primo, Keldon Johnson path if he does go to Austin? You know, I think what they averaged about 2-3 months-ish and then came to San Antonio and planted themselves on that bench. Or because this – well, no, because he's in a different situation. He is a need. Like you mentioned, he is a need at that four spot. And, you know, perhaps that speeds up, you know, his development as far as getting NBA minutes versus G League minutes. But I'm sensing you're not going to be mad if he goes to Austin, though.
Honestly, no, I'm not. I mean, again, if you look at all the factors, Jeff, you're talking about a guy who's only 19 years old. I get it. You know, he's a top 10 player. He's a top 10 pick. But if you look at the guys coming out of Austin, Joshua Primo, Keldon Johnson, even DeJounte Murray, they did their time in Austin, and they've become better players because of it. So it wouldn't surprise me if he is in Austin and he is developing. If he's cooking the way you and I say, he's getting cooked down there and getting the development in. It would really benefit him, but I really do see him being on the Spurs active roster relatively early, if not at the beginning of the season, just because of the unknowing, like we've talked before, Jock Lundell not knowing if he's going to be back in the San Antonio Spurs. Not only that, the moves that could be made, like Duck McDermott and other guys, you might be
Lonnie
losing
Walker.
Where you have to fill them in. Yeah. Lonnie Walker's another one. So you're going to be losing guys in the offseason, so he's probably going to be on the Spurs roster day one.
Yeah, and look – you know, you're going to hear that segment of Spurs fans, you know, probably flip tables and throw their chairs out the window once the Spurs announce, or if the Spurs announce that Sochan is going to Austin. But that is the traditional Spurs route. And yes, I get it. Keldon wasn't a top 10 pick. Technically, he was what, late 20s?
You know, 29.
Lonnie was in the teens. Primo was just outside of the top 10 at number 12. Vassell was at 11. Murray was in the late 20s as well. But there's the pattern here. You know, it doesn't matter if you're late 20s or number 11 like Vassell and everything else. Well, no, Vassell never went to the Austin Spurs. I'm sorry. Primo did. Yeah, Vassell stayed in San Antonio. Trey Jones, you know, went to Austin in the G League bubble that one year. It just seems no matter if you're in the middle, top, or late first round, you're going to get some burn. And I think it would bode well for him because he's probably, you know, not going to get major minutes to start his NBA career. Maybe after the All-Star break. And if he's showing out, I could definitely see it. But if he can provide that defensive spark, which I think he will, I think that's really going to help him and push for NBA minutes. Before we go start talking about DeJounte Murray, can you see him just showing out in Austin and just forcing the Spurs coaching staff and just the brass to say, you know what, get him to San Antonio?
I believe so. I mean, we've seen our younger guys go to Austin and pretty much dominate that Austin league. I mean, even if you got guys like Jock Landale, who dominated the Austin G League, I think you'll see Sohan, if he is in Austin, ball out. I think the one thing that's going to stand out is his scoring ability. So I feel like if Spurs fans are saying, hey, he's in Austin, he's not really doing much defensively, I think the reason why he's in Austin is to primarily get his scoring abilities worked on. So just kind of be patient with him. If he is in Austin, there's a reason why he's in Austin. But again, I think you're probably going to see him more on the varsity squad than in Austin. But don't be surprised if like we get maybe 2 months of Jeremy in Austin.
He is Rudy Campos with Sweep the League. Follow him on Twitter at Sweep the League. When we get back, we're going to start talking about all this DeJounte Murray knows. And you heard it all by now, but we're going to just ask, you know, maybe the Spurs should make the deal. We'll see if Rudy agrees or not. But I want to talk to you about Sakara. Feeling your best starts with what you eat, and that's where Sakara comes in. It helps you live a healthy, balanced lifestyle and truly enjoy it with delicious, plant-rich, transformational nutrition that builds a foundation for living in your best body. Now's the time to seek wellness, joy, and abundance in all areas of your life, starting with what you eat. With Sakara, you get nutrient-dense meals, snacks, and supplements that nourish your body without ever sacrificing taste or quality. True reading, it starts at your plate. Made with high-quality organic ingredients, Sakara's plant-rich transformational nutritional programs are expertly designed to deliver real results from reduced bloatedness, ease of digestion, to clear and boosted energy and moods. Look and feeling your best shouldn't mean deprivation. Choose joy and abundance. Choose Sakara's organic plant-rich transformational nutritional programs. Hey, they're designed to help you cultivate body intelligence so you can nourish your body and experience the results you want. Sakara is a wellness company anchored in food as medicine on a mission to nourish your body through the power of plants. And it gives you the tools you need to transform your life with their organic, ready-to-eat meal delivery program, functional wellness, essential, and much, much more. Right now, Sakara is offering all our listeners 20% off their first order when you go to Sakara.com/LockedOn20 or enter code LockedOn20 at checkout. That's Sakara, Sakara.com/LockedOn20. That'll get you 20% off your first order. Sakara.com/LockedOn20. We're back with Rudy Campos right here on Locked On Spurs. And now we're going to be talking about DeJounte Murray and his future in San Antonio. But one thing I do like about these reports, Rudy, is that nowhere do we see that you're getting traded just from city to San Antonio, that you're still in San Antonio. I like that.
I'm still in San Antonio for a little while. There have been talks about me moving to other cities and being traded. But as of right now, I'm not worth that extra draft pick that I want. So,
well, let's go ahead and talk about the big topic that's all of the Spurs fan base are talking about right now, and that is the future of DeJounte Murray in San Antonio. Again, in a nutshell, Hawks, Spurs, discussions, DeJounte Murray, draft picks coming San Antonio's way, Danilo Gallinari coming to San Antonio's way, DeJounte Murray going to Atlanta to pair up with Trae Young. It makes sense for Atlanta. If you're Atlanta, you want that deal done. That'll be a devastating backcourt for them, especially in the Eastern Conference. So, yeah, you get that. But is it the right move for San Antonio? That's what we're going to talk about right now. Pros and cons. I think that's the best way to do it. So I'll start off with a con, and then you can do a pick a pro or con, whatever you want. Con, you're losing your own all-star. You know, you're losing a point guard, which is essential in today's NBA. I mean, you look at, you know, guys like, you know, Trey Young and Donovan Mitchell and Luka Doncic, DeJounte Murray. You know, that's like the quarterback of your team. You're going to lose your quarterback of your team. And could the Spurs really entrust the point guard duties to Trey Jones? I think they can, but you know, Trey Jones isn't going to give you what DeJounte can give you. You know, a young Josh Primo. You know, that's where I see the con of why you don't make the move, because it's almost feel like you're taking a step back. Now, Rudy, your thoughts, pro or con, where do you stand?
Golly, you're going to kill me. I'm glad we saved this for the last segment. But you know what? I look at it both ways, but I really see it as a pro. If you're really looking at rebuilding your team, I get it. DeJounte, you should be able to build around him. But the question you've got to ask yourself is, can we build around him? And when I say can we, yes, you've solidified positions with Devin Vassell, Keldon Johnson. You've got Josh Primo, who's up and coming. The draft that you just had was a tremendous draft, A+ on the draft, yeah. You know, for me. But can you still say you can build around DeJounte? If you look at the bigger picture, yes, point guard is a need. But at the same time, you've got so many other positions to fill that if you can basically take care of those needs right away with the trading of your only all-star. As a business, you have to do it. You have to be looking at the better side of your business. I mean, you can put a great, you know, team on the floor and be the 10th seed, you know, every single season. But, hey, we've got a great product. We've got a lot of young guys. Eventually, you're going to want to win something, at least get back into the playoffs. Why do you want to get back into the playoffs? Well, yeah, because it makes you a playoff team, makes you a contender. But from the business side, that's added dollars. Teams that make it into the playoffs get added dollars to their revenue. So it's a business thing to where if you trade DeJounte, it's not a bad thing, but the haul has to be good. And when I say the haul, you've got to get some picks coming up in the 2023 draft somehow. I mean, you've got a pretty loaded draft coming up. So if you can get some picks in the 2023 draft, and not only that, move other pieces like a Jakob Poeltl to where you can get a small piece in return as well as 23 assets, you've got to do it, man. There's so many sides to the pros and the cons, but I think the pros just outweigh it from a business standpoint. It makes perfect sense to do.
No, it doesn't make perfect sense us talking about this, because knowing our luck, by the time this episode comes out, he gets traded or every single rumor gets shut down. Like the Spurs make some sort of announcement, he's not going anywhere. And then we're like, well, so much for this segment. But barring that, I see that part. And I do see the pros. I see, you know, this is where his value is at the highest right now. I don't think it can get any higher because, you know, let's be honest, the reason he's an all-star was because somebody got hurt, and that was Draymond Green. You know, I bet you, if anything, Draymond Green isn't hurt, he plays. And guess what? The Spurs are still all-star list for X amount of years in a row. You know, you look at the play-in game, you know, play-in tournament, time for, you know, somebody on the squad to step up. And it wasn't DeJounte, you know, and granted, yes, he got into foul trouble and, you know, there's that, but it was actually Devin Vassell that rose to the occasion.
Yeah.
You know, is he a franchise type player? No, he's not. But is he a damn good player? You bet your, you know what it is. He is, you know, is he an all-star? Yes, he is. Is he a defensive machine? Yeah, he led the league in steals, 2.0. Yes, any team would love to have him. I would love for him to stay in San Antonio. But we've seen the Spurs make deals for the future. You look at George Hill, fan favorite, Popovich's favorite player. That's what Pops came out and said. When they flipped him, turned into Kawhi Leonard, and guess what happened? We all know, you know, at least for a short period of time, it was pretty good, and they had themselves a title. Yeah, you know, the Spurs are not averse to trading
for a while.
Yeah, George Hill. Yeah. You know, there was, you know, Sean Elliott. Sean Elliott got traded to Detroit for Dennis Rodman. You know, historically, Spurs do make deals. And also, this is a new regime. It's under Brian Wright. You know, to be at least last season during the ahead of the trade deadline, he seemed to be very aggressive. And. Yeah. Look, I mean, you're DeJounte Murray, you take it as a compliment, you know, that the Spurs want a haul for you, that they believe you're worth all that you're worth, you know, reported, you know, multiple first round picks with no clauses on them. You're worth all that. And, but do you think trading DeJounte would mean a step back for the franchise? But you know what? Hold that thought. When we get back, Rudy's going to answer that. He's going to tell us what he thinks. Would trading DeJounte Murray be a step back in this rebuild? So we'll get to hear what Rudy has to say about that. But I want to talk to you about BetOnline. BetOnline.net is your number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest sports developments, league reviews, and news, including this year's NHL playoffs and Major League Baseball. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sporting wagering information, including live betting, esports, and scores. And BetOnline.net remains the best spot for all your sports scores, podcast news this season. They have the early odds on how the Spurs rookie trio of Sohan and Wesley and Branham are going to do in the race for the Rookie of the Year award next season. It's all there already. Just go to BetOnline.net. BetOnline.net is the fastest and easiest way to check in all your favorite sports events, including MMA, boxing, and golf. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more about the trends and action. Get on those laptops. Get on the cell phone. Go to BetOnline.net right now. BetOnline, where the game starts. We're back with Rudy Campos. He is with Sweep the League, and we're discussing this, all these DeJounte Murray rumors. But, you know, a little while ago, I asked you, Rudy, if trading DeJounte Murray would mean a step back for the franchise in this rebuild, considering that he is a known commodity. He is an all-star. He is something they have right now. What are your thoughts?
Obviously, yeah. I mean, you're going in the last season, they were 4-10 without DeJounte Murray. So speaking of that, I mean, you're looking at a very, very big struggle if the Spurs do end up giving away DeJounte Murray via trade. It's a step back, but is it really a step back from what you are right now? I mean, technically you can say, well, yeah, we'll be the laughingstock in the West. But whether you're first or 11th, you're not in the playoffs. So technically you're not a playoff team, which is what they weren't this year. They were a play-in team. So if you consider a step back being, you know, bottom feeders in the West and the NBA in general, okay, but if you consider it, well, we're just not a playoff team right now, whether we finish, you know, dead last or second to last, it doesn't matter. You're not a playoff team. So I think the step back is obvious that, yes, they would take a step back. But also the future would be a lot brighter depending if you get that Oklahoma City, you know, bag of picks that they've gotten in return for some of your players. The future would look super bright. So, I mean, yes, they will struggle. Fans have to understand there will be a struggle. But again, are you going to get any further with DeJounte on the roster? We haven't really seen it yet.
I mean, we both know this. If the Spurs deal Murray, it's a sign that this upcoming season could be very long. It could be, you know, tank season. It could mean, you know, another losing season. But as you mentioned, the upcoming, well, the next draft, the 2023 NBA, or 23, yeah, 2023 NBA draft. Yeah. Is loaded. I mean, there's that French kid, that supposedly unicorn generational player, Wemby, I think his name is, or that's the nickname, Wemby.
Thank you.
Yeah, who plays for Tony Parker's Asvel team out in France. There's that path. I mean, Spurs know they have to rebuild through the draft. Mm-hmm. You know, top free agents don't come to San Antonio historically since their franchise existence. Historically, they don't come to San Antonio. This could be their way to reboot it. They did it once before, twice, David Robinson and Tim Duncan. So perhaps they want to go down that route. Do you think Spurs fans will be fine if they go into a losing season knowing they're just trying to, you know, increase their lottery odds?
Spurs fans are never satisfied, whether they're in title contention or they're in last, man. That's the whole thing with Spurs fans. But knowing that if 2023 stays the way that it is and these players do end up coming out for the draft and declaring, I mean, you're looking at, you know, a loaded draft all the way into the second round, Jeff. You're going to have guys like Armando Bacot from North Carolina could fall into the second round. Jalen Wilson, even, you know, overseas kid from Croatia, Roko Pakasin. These guys are all projected second rounders, and they could easily slide into the first round. So, you know, you've got a lot of guys coming up in the 2023 draft. You could definitely start a good rebuild with. I mean, your current draft position where you drafted, Wesley, Sohan, and sorry, my mind went
Brenham.
blank. Brenham. You've got a nice trio of guards there, with, even Sohan playing, being able to play the small forward and even shooting guard position at times. So you can build to the draft, and you're right. Free agents just don't come to San Antonio unless it's a sign and trade. That's kind of where you're looking at right now. Build to the draft. Get ready for 2023. If DeJounte is still on the roster, then you know what? Focus and see if he's going to be a part of the future. If he is, sign him to his max deal, solidify his spot in San Antonio, and continue to build through the draft as best as possible.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. It almost feels like win-win-ish. Okay, win if you trade DeJounte, you get that, all those draft picks, as Rudy, you're saying, it's a loaded upcoming draft, and you build for the future, and you go into a very deep rebuild with that move. And hey, you know what? Spurs have worked once, twice before. Maybe it'll work again. But also see the other side of it. You keep DeJounte because, again, the Spurs fans are always crying, we need a known commodity. We need a known NBA player. We need an established all-star. Well, he's already in Spurs colors. So, you go that route. We'll definitely see. Again, I think we just jinxed ourselves with these last two segments because you know what's going to happen. By the time this goes up, something's going to happen. Either he gets traded or not, and then all this is for nothing. But, okay, so we should capture like this. If he gets traded, everybody, then just focus on the positives that we talked about right now in that scenario.
Oh, yeah.
If he does, if he doesn't, he stays, and then focus on those, and we shall be set. Rudy, first of all, I want to thank you for coming on Locked On Spurs. And by the way, I hear you're going to be speaking to the UN soon. How's that going for you?
So far, so good. I will be speaking to the UN. I'm going to try to address my problems first and then the world's problems after that. But so far, so good. I will keep you updated, Jeff, so you can blast it all over social for me.
By the way, are you buying that report from that Atlanta sports director, Zach Klein, when he chatted with San Antonio Sports Stars, saying that any deal with Murray depends on Pop and if he gives the okay or not?
I'm going to say I'm not buying it because we've seen moves made, yes, and Pop's going to have his hand in every single move no matter what. But it doesn't ultimately just come down to Pop. I mean, you've got other guys in the front office that are making those decisions as well. I feel Pop's always 100%. Whatever's best in the interest for the San Antonio Spurs is best interest for the San Antonio Spurs. He's got favorite players. We've seen some of his favorite players get dealt away before. It's a part of the business. Pop knows it's a business. And Pop also understands that he doesn't have a whole lot of time coaching. So why are you going to just be, successful for just yourself? You want to set the franchise up for years and years to come. So I don't buy that Pop has the final say in anything like that.
All right, he is Rudy Campos. He's with Sweep the League. Hey, Rudy, tell us about Sweep the League.
Yeah, man, Sweep the League. We're releasing podcasts every single Wednesday. I believe Derek Gervin's coming back to our next episode, and rumor has it that one Jeff Garcia is going to be joining us too for some fun pretty soon here. So, yeah, every
Yes,
single Wednesday we're
sir.
dropping the latest episode of Sweep the League. So just keep your eyes out for it.
Follow him on Twitter at Sweep the League. Subscribe to Lockdown Spurs wherever you get your favorite podcasts. iTunes, Stitcher, Smart Speaker, YouTube. There's no excuse for you to not find Lockdown Spurs. And we thank you for making Lockdown Spurs your first listen each and every day. Now for your second listen, and for all the latest news or rumors in the NBA in just 30 minutes every day, check out Lockdown NBA. Lockdown NBA, your daily NBA update in just 30 minutes. I don't know what we're going to be talking about in the next episode of Lockdown Spurs, but as DeJounte Murray stuff is still going on, we'll probably dive into that. I think we need to give Blake Wesley some love. We haven't given him Wesley love, so maybe I think that
Sure.
we'll talk about in the next episode of Lockdown Spurs. But for Rudy, the UN guest speaker, Campos, I am Jeff Garcia. We're gonna put a lock on this episode of Lockdown Spurs.